What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing. I tried changing my voice. It didn't work out.
Not too different. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. We do positive news stories. Since we are going into the weekend, we're doing 4 instead of just 2 today. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review with a comment, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free 99.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
Man, I'm coming out of Yonkers, New York for this story. So I have a police chief. His name is Richard Alamo. So Richard, he met this man. His name is Alfred Dixon. About 30 years ago, Alfred was experiencing homelessness. 30 years later, Alfred was still experiencing homelessness. But that's whenever two officers came to his aid, Alyssa Petruccelli and Lauren Soto. Alyssa and Lauren are guardian angels. So they are actually part of the department's homeless outreach unit. And they ran into him on the streets, would talk to him daily, and they built trust. After a while, Alfred decided, you know what? I'll go ahead and take the help that you guys are trying to offer, because they built this trust with him. And what this help entitled was filling out applications for new homeless shelters, trying to find housing, taking him to a homeless shelter so he could shower before going to certain interviews for other programs. They literally stuck by his basic needs. They stuck by his side for months while he's going through this process to get off the streets for the first time in 30 years. And right before Thanksgiving this year, he got his first apartment. And his first two guests were Alyssa and Lauren, first two people he's ever had over in his home in his adult life. He had a Thanksgiving dinner that was actually donated to him as well, thanks to Alyssa and thanks to Lauren. And nobody was happier than Deputy Chief of Patrol Richard Alamo, who met this man 30 years ago, to see him finally off the streets. I thought this was amazing. We do a lot of police officer stories on here because the police officers do a lot of amazing things throughout the year, and we really don't highlight them too much. But this one right here, being this time of the year, I think it's amazing because there are a lot of people right now experiencing homelessness, and there's a lot of programs out there that can help. It just takes somebody to go out there and be consistent.
We are spoiled. Spoiler alert. We talk about the stories before we start, and when I say kinda, Tim says his stories, I halfway listen, because if they're not mine, I ignore it, because I know we're going to talk about it, so you get honest reactions. Tim said, this is my worst story of the week, and then I'm listening, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good story. So we are spoiled with that. That's my first thing I want to say. Secondly, congratulations. First time in a home after 30 years. Having to build that trust, doing it slowly over time with the consistency is how they did it. I want these kind of police officer stories all the time.
Yeah, man. I want these police officers in my community.
Right now.
Right now.
I have a science is cool with the positive truth for my first positive news story. It comes from ctvnews.ca. And it's Canadian Cancer Society's newly unveiled national strategy to reduce lung cancer deaths. So it's the leading cause, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in Canada. The plan is called the 2026 to 2035 Canadian Lung Cancer Action Plan. And its goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality 30% by 2035. They have 4 key priorities. Reducing exposure to carcinogenic inhalants, strengthening tobacco control, improving air quality, because raising awareness of non-smoking risk factors just as much as just smoking yourselves, and detecting it earlier. So how they're doing that is they're expanding the screening ability by improving access to diagnoses and increasing public awareness of screenings. And my favorite part of the story, by making it more accessible and cheaper, because This was a side note in the story, and I've also had the story for weeks, by the way, but I reread it before we came in, and I was just like, I forgot that in this little article, there was a section that said, Canada really believes there should be free access to cancer screenings, and the earlier you do it, the better. And this is just them taking that step with lung cancer, and I think it's really awesome. We want to talk about it here.
Absolutely, man. That's a 10 out of 10 story. Science is cool with the positive truth, and shout out to Canada.
Yeah, and cancer screenings, go to the doctor. And we're mostly, when I say go to the doctor, I'm looking in the mirror, because me and Tim probably haven't went to the doctor in decades. When was the last time you went to the doctor, Tim?
Yeah, I don't know. Edna yelled at me a couple days ago about not going. So soon, I'll be going soon, but it's been.
When was the last time you went to the doctor, Tim?
Like for a checkup?
Anything.
2 years ago, 3 years ago. For anything? Oh, then a couple weeks ago.
Oh, maybe it's just me.
Yeah, yeah, you probably should go.
Mine was like a 22.
Oh, no, man. Yeah, yeah, you should go. I definitely.
Hopefully, Anna doesn't hear that and yells at me.
She's going to be like, this is why you're like this. You're all like this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's, if she says that, that's completely true. We are all like this.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We're talking in the mirror.
Indeed.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we need to pause, do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because sometimes those little grateful moments go a long way. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm going to talk. Can I do a parent corner real quick? Because it's funny.
Parent corner is at the end. You got to do grateful now. Parent corner is at the end.
Man, I'm grateful for this parent corner today. Let me just say that.
Okay, fine. Let's do it together. Yes. Let's do it together.
Thank you, because this is hilarious. Literally, it was like 3 days ago, man. Son wakes up before I do to get ready for school. Edna and him, they go to school because Edna takes him to daycare.
When is your son waking up?
Like 6, 5:30 some days. He woke up early this day, right? It was like 5:45. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not getting up right now. No. He gets up, goes wake up my daughter. Layla, wake up. And they're playing. And man, they do not have to get ready for another hour. This is ridiculous. They decide to come in the room to try to wake me up. Now, in the morning, JP, I'm a little gassy, all right? We're all human here. So I'm laying there, and my son is, like, getting under the blanket, like, just yelling at me, howling. My daughter's at where my feet are. She's trying to get under the blanket, trying to mess with me and stuff.
What is Edna doing?
Doing her makeup in the restroom.
Oh, so you're just trapped.
Yeah, I'm trapped. And I'm like, if you guys don't get away from me, I'm starting to feel a little gassy. I let one go.
The daycare wasn't awake yet.
Oh, no, not at all. I let one go. My son immediately put his head, because he got scared of the noise, put his head under the blanket where I was. And then he starts rolling around screaming, ah, no, he couldn't get out. He could not get out at all. So I felt bad after a second. I was like, nah, he needs to breathe. This man is red. He's screaming, no, my daughter is up against the wall. No, dad, why did you do that? It was one of the funniest moments I ever woke up to in my entire life. But I was grateful for it too, man. And I just thought, man, I almost killed my kids like that.
All that good food has to come out one way.
Exactly, man. I was like, man, do I want to talk about this on the podcast? And I thought, I was like, man, you know what? There's plenty of dads listening that have been in that situation before. They can relate. So yeah, shout out to good parent corners.
Please don't report our parent corner.
Oh, it was so funny when he put the blanket over his head. I was like, no, he's not going to be able to breathe. What is he doing? He didn't realize it was a bad idea. Good times. Good times.
I'm grateful for grandmas, because grandmas are awesome. Grandmas are the best. And at least my next positive news story comes from cbc.ca, and it's a grandma stand. So this was a pop-up booth that just expanded to McKinney, Texas, and it was originated in NYC. The grandma stand is a pop-up booth where people can stop by to talk with grandmothers and receive listening, comfort, advice, or simply calm, encouraging conversations. It's meant to build conversations, connections, and ease stress and loneliness amongst people and the grandmas. It was started in 2012 by Mike Matthews. He had a 95-year-old grandmother at the time, Eileen. And so he set up a lemonade stand-style booth with a laptop, and people would just come by and talk. In New York, there's a lot of people passing by.
Absolutely.
She passed away in 2018 at the age of 102, because when you have that kind of energy and you're helping people, it goes a long way. And Michael's like, I don't want to do it. Grandma's not around anymore. But then he realized in 2024, increasing stress, social isolation in the world. So he started it up again. Got so big that's already expanded to a different state. I think it's really awesome. I want to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast. And I just broke the order. I feel like you broke the order with Parent Corner. So
yeah, it's okay. We're talking about positivity all over the place. We're smiling. That's what this podcast is about, man. I think that's amazing. There's a lot of people out there that don't get to experience the love of a grandma. I definitely didn't until I became a grown man. And I think it's amazing. Just the love and comfort that you get. You don't get that from anybody else, even if your mom tries. So yeah, shout out to the grandmas out there in the world.
Yeah, so the stand, it's like colorful. And the one in Texas, there's like actual people there, but the one in New York was my favorite because it was video. So people would come in and they had microphones like this, and then they put on headphones and they would just talk. You get sincere smiles is what I like to call them. And yeah,
Sincere smiles. I'm sincerely smiling over here, JP.
Do you have a sincerely good positive news story for your last one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have a man. He actually saw this girl walking to school. His name is Joshua Threat. He sees a six-year-old girl walking, and it's freezing at this time in Detroit. Freezing, talking about below freezing. He sees her without a hat. He sees her without a glove, just a jacket, and just walking. So him, at the age of 36, decides, you know what? I'm going to walk this little girl to school. This is not okay. He starts walking with her. It was about 10 blocks to Thirkwell Elementary School. That's whenever he walked inside and told the staff what happened. Hey, she was walking to school. It was way too cold. I did not feel like it was safe for her to be out there alone. Also, she needs gloves, a hat, or something. This just isn't okay. The part he did next, I didn't really care for it too much, but the reaction to it, I care about a lot. He posted on social media and said what happened. He said, this isn't okay. You guys need to put your kids first, etc. But what ended up happening next, he actually got to speak to the little girl's father later on throughout the day and had an honest conversation about it, a respectful and honest conversation. And this is where the positivity comes in for me. If somebody were to come at me like that, or most parents, we get defensive. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. We've all heard that line from somewhere, somehow, right? But the fact that they were able to have a respectful, honest conversation about putting their kid first and not trying not to let that happen again, I think that's a beautiful thing because it shows you that communication is possible. We just got to get out of our own way and make sure we do put our kids above everything else. And I know it's a weird story to talk about here on The Positive Truth, but this really is for the parents out there. This story is for you all to become courage enough to speak to these other parents if you're seeing something that's off. I don't think anything bad can come from it. I think only good things can come if you put kids first. Yeah, I like the story, talking about it here.
As someone without kids, the only thing I could think about in that whole story is how many times my mom, up until I was like, honestly, probably like 32, would always be like, why aren't you wearing a coat? I always tell you to wear a coat. Why don't you have a hat on? Why don't you have gloves? Because that was definitely me as a kid.
100. 100. I was the same way. My daughter's the opposite, though. Like, she wants her earmuffs, her gloves. It's 80 degrees outside. She's like, can I please wear them? Can I wear my gloves, please? You don't put those in your room.
To be fair, Tim, I've seen you wear a hoodie in 80 degree weather.
It was 60 something the other day, and I kept taking my hoodie off and putting it on because I wasn't sure if I was hot or cold. So I feel you. She got my jeans.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Be not afraid of discomfort. If you can't put yourself in a situation where you are uncomfortable, then you will never grow. You will never change. You will never learn. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.